This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A terrorism trial at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, came to an abrupt stop yesterday after a federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled that the defendant had not been given the chance to show he is a prisoner of war. The ruling was delivered during a hearing for a 34-year-old man from Yemen whose lawyers had challenged his detention in federal district court. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the Guantanamo courthouse when the Washington ruling was announced. Here's her report.
It was a dramatic development in what would have otherwise been a long and probably tedious motions hearing for Salim Ahmed Hamdan, who's charged with conspiracy to commit, among other things, terrorism and murder. 40 minutes into the defense's first argument, the court bailiff handed a note to the hearing's presiding officer, who immediately called a recess. Minutes later, he returned to a hushed courtroom and declared that the trial was being indefinitely recessed. A federal judge, Judge James Robertson, had ruled on a lawsuit that had been filed in civilian court on Hamdan's behalf. Lieutenant Commander Charles Swift is Hamdan's military lawyer.
Mr. Hamdan's initial reaction was very simple. He was ecstatic that Judge Robertson had stood by him in his demand for a fair trial.
One of Judge Robertson's key rulings was that Hamdan may not face the Guantanamo trial until the rules in that type of military hearing, which the military calls commissions, are amended. The commissions don't allow for independent review, nor can the defendant see or address any classified evidence against him. Commander Swift says the judge's ruling means the commissions would be more in line with a court-martial under the American Uniform Code of Military Justice, or UCMJ.
He found that one of the fundamental rules of the Uniform Code of Military Justice is the ability to confront the evidence against you, and that any hearing would require the ability to confront it. So there would have to be substantial changes to the rules for military commissions under any circumstances if they remain after this.
President Bush has designated Hamdan and hundreds of other Guantanamo detainees as enemy combatants. But Judge Robertson ruled that the president cannot declare that a detainee is not a prisoner of war. Robertson said that only a competent tribunal, as specified in the Geneva Conventions, can make that decision. But Doug Kamek, a professor of law at Pepperdine University, says Congress has given the president the authority to make decisions about the detainees and the trials.
The president's authority is confirmed by Congress, and so to the extent that the judge wants that authority confirmed, it has in fact been so. And the Uniform Code of Military Justice concedes that other military tribunals may be authorized, and that's exactly what the president has done.
The Department of Justice quickly issued a statement saying it vigorously disagreed with Judge Robertson's decision and will seek an emergency stay of the ruling and immediately appeal it. Still, Neil Katchal, who argued Hamdan's case in federal court, says the judge's decision will likely have an impact on other pending cases.
The judge's order is designed only to deal with Mr. Hamdan's case in terms of the letter of it. The spirit of it obviously extends more broadly to perhaps potentially everything that's going on here at Guantanamo Bay.
Judge Robertson's ruling doesn't necessarily mean that Hamdan is any closer to freedom, but his lawyers hope it means their client will be given what they call a fairer trial. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.